Good morning, sir.
Hello, Nick.
Now, what have you been watching this week? I know what you've been watching, but I want you to tell it to me.
Well, this week I've been watching Star Trek Beyond,
mm-hmm.
the Batman The Killing Joke.
Okay.
And the Star Trek Beyond will be playing. I'll be going into more detail about that during the daily at 10:45.
Okay.
But unfortunately, Batman The Killing Joke, the movie I was going to review today, unfortunately, they put an embargo on it.
So. I'm comfortable with that. I'm going to see it on Sunday. I was going to tell you no spoilers. How can there be spoilers? I've read it so many times. I know what I'm talking about. So what are we talking about instead?
Today we're going to be talking about Ghostbusters and the fallout from the movie's release.
Wait 1 second. I got something for this. Is there a more iconic film soundtrack? I mean, that's just my childhood right there, over and over again. You've seen the new one. What do we think?
Well, I actually really enjoyed it. I know that there was a lot of hype against it, and people were going, oh no, it's super sexist against men and so on. And
that that's actually impossible, but go on. Yeah.
And that the CGI was awful and so on. But looking through the movie, I personally enjoyed it. And I didn't have any prior opinions of the movie prior to watching it. I mean, I heard about it, and yeah. I was like, I'm just going to keep an open mind because that's part of my job. I can't hate a movie before I watch it.
Apparently you can. Apparently you really can, especially if it's happening on Twitter.
Exactly. Unfortunately, not everyone has the same policy that I do. And as soon as Ghostbusters was announced to be a reboot, then people started hating on it immediately.
They really did. And I think you mentioned before, people were like, the CGI looks bad. If that's your criticism, do you remember how bad the special effects were in the first one? Like, it seems like you've forgotten everything you claim to love about the original movies. Tell me, like, is it a good reboot? Reboots can be really tricky. Does it keep the spirit of the original film?
It does keep the spirit, but obviously...
Pun intended.
But it's not, like, as good of a film as the original Ghostbusters.
Okay.
I mean, I remember watching the original Ghostbusters and just being blown away by it, by how great it was, how funny it was, even though a lot of the humor wasn't actually family-friendly.
It certainly was not. I saw it in cinema as a young child, and I certainly didn't get nearly any of it, I can assure you of that.
Yes, unfortunately, when Bill Murray started speculating on Walter Peck's missing unknownables, but I was going, hold on, I thought this was a family film. But I'd say that the reboot is more geared towards family, unlike the original Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
No, but even despite that, I still enjoyed the original immensely. And I also have memories, you know, getting it as a kid, birthday present, unwrapping it, going, ooh, Ghostbusters, and seeing it. So don't say, oh, I just watched it like a week ago and then watched the reboot.
No one was going to claim that you did that, I assure you. So the cast obviously copped a lot of trouble. I mean, poor bloody Leslie was had to remove herself from Twitter after a very concerted campaign. No point in talking about that. That's all over and done with. Twitter has finally stepped forward and done something about it. What did you think of the cast? I mean, were you happy with them?
Absolutely. Even though a lot of people were saying it's basically Saturday Night Live does Ghostbusters.
So was Ghostbusters.
Yeah, the original Ghostbusters basically was. A lot of them were already like stand-up comedians, and I think most of them were already on Saturday Night Live anyway.
Oh, so, they've been and gone.
Exactly, like since then. So there's no real point in having that as an actual criticism because the original cast were the same. But the new cast, I actually really enjoyed a lot. I mean, I watched most of them in Bridesmaids and Melissa McCartney in The Heat, both of them done by Paul Feig as well.
Of course.
And I think that they're really well cast. So originally, Leslie Jones's character was going to be played by Melissa McCartney. And unfortunately, for whatever reason, they thought it would be better if Melissa McCartney was a separate character, which actually works because now she's playing a character that's different to what she usually plays, the loud, obnoxious type that she did in The Heat and Bridesmaids and so on. So it sort of gives her a bit more range as an actress to show the audience that she isn't just going to be running around screaming loudly. She's playing the professional, scientific type.
And Paul Feig, you were happy with his direction?
Yeah, I was. There were a lot of laugh out loud moments, not necessarily humor based on the franchise. It wasn't like some kind of a piss take on the original Ghostbusters where they were making fun for whatever reason. But like the humor of the film is mostly character based. So there's a character there called Kevin, ironically enough, played by Chris Hemsworth.
A fantastic actor when he's allowed to act.
As soon as he came in and said in his Aussie accent, "Hi, my name's Kevin," I was just so proud of that at that moment to be called Kevin. There's a lot of humor based around his character as a secretary who doesn't know how to be a secretary.
Hired because of his good looks, I believe.
Yeah, because of his good looks, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of humor based on one of the other, Christian Wiig's character's crush on Chris Hemsworth's character and so on. And there's a lot of humor based on that. So it's not like some kind of giant insult to the memory of the original Ghostbusters. Don't forget that Bill Murray has a minor role, not even a cameo. He's like full on in the movie for a couple of scenes before he disappears. And so obviously he wouldn't have done that. He was really skeptical about doing a Ghostbusters 3. And so for him to be convinced to come back into this reboot should serve as some kind of a message to say that if Bill Murray, who's been against the Ghostbusters 3 for like the last 20 years, wants to come in and do this reboot, then it should be a fine film.
So we're giving it a ghostly thumbs up, are we?
Yes.